Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A pastor, chaplain, or soul center leader may ask, how do I actually use Christian gratitude growth in ministry? The answer does not need to be complicated. A simple pathway has four movements: invite, equipped, support, follow up, first, invite. Tell people what the course is and what it is not. You might say, Christian gratitude growth is a free formation course that helps people see life as God designed it. It teaches gratitude without denial, pressure, or shallow positivity. Second, equip. Give people a simple way to begin. Share the course link. Explain the first step. Offer a group discussion, a soul center gathering, or a one-on-one check-in. Ephesians 4:12 says that ministry leaders equip the saints for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of serving, to the building up of the body of Christ. Equipping does not mean doing everything for people. It means giving them the tools, encouragement, and structure to grow. Third, support. Some students will move easily through the course. Others may need encouragement. Some may be stirred by regret, grief, resentment, or spiritual questions. A leader can ask, "What are you noticing? What feels hard? Where are you seeing grace? Do you need support beyond the course?" Fourth, follow up. After people complete part or all of the course, invite them to reflect. What changed in how you see your life? What grace did you notice? What pain did you learn to name honestly? What is one faithful next step? Ministry Sciences observes that people are more likely to benefit from growth opportunities when there is a clear pathway, relational support, and follow-through. Implementation matters. A good resource becomes stronger when it is connected to community and practice. The gospel gives the deeper center. We are not merely helping people finish content, we are helping them walk before God with renewed minds, grateful hearts, honest lament, and resurrection hope. What helps? A simple launch plan, clear communication, supportive check-ins, referral wisdom. What harms? Launching too fast, pressuring everyone, ignoring safety concerns, treating the course like a numbers project. A good ministry pathway does not need to be flashy. Invite with grace, equip with clarity, support with patience, follow up with love. That is how Christian gratitude growth can become a faithful pathway for churches, soul centers, and ministry communities.